Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats. Brad Gober joining us, coach of the Beloit Trojans. Coach, tough loss there to Hoisington. Each team had some opportunities there on Friday night, but you fall in a very highly contested defensive battle, 7-6. Just after you've had a chance to watch that one on film and look back at it, what were some of the things that stood out the most to you and maybe some things that didn't go your way in the end as you fall just by 1 point?
Yeah, I mean, that was a very stereotypical late November, late playoff type of game played in districts. And, you know, both teams were pretty amped up to start the game. We both made plenty of mistakes there in the first half. They fumbled the ball inside the five, and, you know, we start the game with, you know, back-to-back penalties, and we run a play, and then they have a penalty. And, it was just we were both amped up. That was two really good football teams, two teams that are very, very, very close with regards to talent, and that showed on Friday night. You know, and you have two teams that like to run the football, and that's what their identity is, and they both are elite at stopping the run. It's going to be a defensive battle, and our kids did a great job on defense all night. Just a couple mistakes here and there. And offense, kind of the same thing. We watched film and we got better from it, and seeing some things they do and things that we'll continue to see throughout the year. And, so just proud of our kids for how they battled. But, man, that was an old school, 7-6 high school football game that, unfortunately just didn't go our way. But we had opportunities, didn't make them, it's playoff time now, and it's time to move on. And maybe we'll see them again here in a few weeks.
Yeah, one of the things about the game, too, was, facing that type of running attack from Hoisington, and you were able to hold them down and really in check compared to what they normally do, just 168 yards rushing on the night, and Legend Robinson, who had been running all over everybody, was held to just 90. How much did that help to face a team like that, and how much does your defense improve going forward when you do face them?
Yeah, I mean, they came in averaging almost 370 yards rushing, and they ran for, our stats, I think, 149. Yards and Robinson 84, but our kids just we've got good football players, and they did their jobs, and when you look at the way the game progressed, they ran 61 offensive plays in the game, and if you take away the last six plays for us, which were just throwing the ball with 2 minutes left, we only had 35 traditional plays within the game as far as just like in a series and moving the ball, and they had 61, they had 26 more plays than us and ended up with 50 more total yards. We averaged more yards per play than they did, but they were just able to sustain drives a little bit more than we were. They just made, one more play than us, on Friday night. And, we told the guys and talked to them, your margin of error late in November is razor thin. And, when plays and opportunities present themselves, we just got to make that play. And that's what, championship teams do, and that's what great teams do. And we feel like we're a really, really great team. And, we put a tough schedule, and we've battled. And, I feel like we're primed and ready for the playoffs.
We're talking with Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll preview Lakin, the first playoff game coming up on Friday night here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit wants your consignments for the upcoming fall machinery consignment sale in November. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about the fall consignment sale or how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com.
And back in the Locker Room Chats, Brad Gober still with us, coach of the Beloit football team. Coach, you move on with Lakin next, the first round of the playoffs. The Bronx are 5-3 this season. They're coming off of a loss last week to TMP Marion, 40-16. Just kind of looking at this group, it appears that they're a team that would much rather run the football than throw the football. About 1,600 rushing yards on the season compared to just a little over 200 passing. So when you look at that group, what do you need to do to be able to slow that run game down?
Do your job. I mean, they run, basically the same offense that Hoisington does, the triple option flex zone. And so, from a game plan perspective and from the idea of teaching our kids what to do, a lot of it's the same. They do some things differently that we're going to talk about and work on this week. But a lot of the roles for our guys are going to stay the same. And so it's another week to kind of fine-tune playing the triple option team. And, they run the ball well at times, and their quarterback is shifty and can run the ball. And, so we've got to do a good job. And anytime you play a team like this, it's scary because, all it takes is one person, missing their assignment, and, they're off the races. And so, we just have to control what we can control and do our job. And then on offense, kind of the same thing. Just do our job in offense, be physical, and know what they're doing and what they're trying to do to take away some of our stuff. And just execute. If we do those things, we're going to be just fine.
What do you see from them defensively when you look at them on film? What are some of their strengths there?
They've got an active D line at some places, and they got a couple of linebackers that do a good job reading. So really, it's going to come down to just our physicality. I mean, there hasn't been a team that we felt like just overmatched us. A lot of the issues that we've faced, throughout the year from Southeast to Concordia with some guys being out injury-wise. And then last week, a lot of it was just things that we just have to continue to improve and get better at. At the point of attack, we're typically pretty good and get movement, and so it's just getting onto linebackers at times and, just getting ourselves all, in sync at times. And, we do it a lot as far as we're in sync a lot most of the year, but at key moments in the game on Friday, we weren't, and so we just have to find a way to execute in all those big moments. We'll be just fine.
Brad Gilbert, coach of the Beloit Trojans, here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, thank you again for joining us this week, and best of luck against Lakin coming up Friday night.
Thank you.
Fans can catch the game on Z96.3 Through the Lake and the Beloit Trojan Channel online video stream. Pregame coverage 6:30 on Friday night. Our Beloit locker room chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit wants your consignments for the upcoming fall machinery consignment sale in November. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about the fall consignment sale or how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head football coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school scoreboard show after the games Friday evenings at 10:05. And don't forget about our preview show, The Football Express, every Friday evening at 5:40, getting you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. Steve Tiernan joining us now, coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, nice win for you to finish out the season. Still a little bit shorthanded. You won 60-34 over Pike Valley. They had a good second quarter to kind of keep themselves in the game, but you're able to pick up the win and finish off the season 6-2 here, the regular portion. Overall, your thoughts on Friday night's win at Pike Valley?
I thought we did some good things, like you said, with the shorthanded. And I mean, we weren't that shorthanded. It just, we didn't have a game the week before. Mm-hmm. And it almost felt like watching that game, it was like a week one, like your first game. I mean, I don't know how we can forget so much in 2 weeks, but, we made mistakes that generally we don't make and we hadn't been making. And that's not taking anything away from Pike Valley because they played hard. I mean, they played hard the whole game, and that quarterback is so dang fast that, you can try to sack him. You're probably not going to. You can try to cover, but you can't cover forever because he's going to scramble. And so overall, I thought we did a pretty good job.
I'm looking at some of the numbers that pop out about this game. Obviously, Dayton Lance had a career high with 229 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns. And then Dokes continued to throw the ball around pretty well, 179 yards, efficient 7 of 10. What do you feel about the offense and how those two executed?
Yeah, they both executed well, and of course they can't do anything without the line, without the line's blocking. And there were times that Black Valley, like on a pass or run, just whatever the case was, they brought more than we could block, and of course that makes you look like you don't know what you're doing. But for the most part, the line did a good job, and Doak is getting very comfortable back there to the point he's kind of creating. Before, if it was drawn on paper this way, that's the way it had to be run, and here's a guy I've got to do it to, and here's where I stand when I do it. But now he's just kind of, you know, taking it up on himself to create and make things happen and give himself time and let the receivers create their own space to where that's obviously helped our passing game.
How big was it just to kind of get that win going into the postseason to feel comfortable and confident as you get ready for this playoff run?
Oh, it was good. I mean, we talked about that last week. But we've done enough work that we've secured our spot in the playoffs as the number two seed, but you go into the number two seed of the playoffs after a loss, that's pretty demoralizing, so I was glad that didn't happen.
We're talking with Steve Tiernan, coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in our locker room chats. When we come back, we'll talk about the first-round playoff opponent, Hanover, here on Katy Country 94.
At Midway Co-op, we're proud to be North Central Kansas' exclusive Kugler fertilizer dealer. It's unique. It's specialty fertilizer that's low in salt that can be applied directly to the seed. It offers unparalleled results at harvest, often imitated but never duplicated. Count on the premium Kugler fertilizer. It's the right stuff for your field. And we're glad to custom apply it if needed. Midway Co-op and Kugler fertilizer, the right choice for your field. It's ordering time. Let's talk. We're Midway Co-op. Come see us.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Still with Steve Tiernan, coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, Hanover coming up next for you. Clearly a team that you've seen already this season. You beat them 36-26, and then you kind of knocked out their starting quarterback, and then they had lost to Axtell the week before, then lost to Frankfort again the week after. So they have three losses and a couple district losses. I don't know if you expected to have a rematch with Hanover in the playoffs, but you kind of saw that maybe coming once they had lost to Frankfort. What are your thoughts on the second time around against Hanover and what you need to do to have the same kind of success?
Yeah, as we talked earlier, I mean, it's just kind of one of those deals that we don't know who we're preparing for and they don't know who they're preparing for. In fact, we've got so many guys in and out and injury-wise as well as they have. So it could be a lot of the same as last time, and it could be totally different. I mean, it's hard telling, and that's never a good thing when, you know, it's either win or stay home, win or you're done. So I'd like to feel a little more comfortable about what we're going up against, but that's just the way it goes.
No matter who you're playing or who you're going up against with Hanover, you know you're going to get their best shot, and they've always got a quality team. So just kind of looking at a Coach Hoyer team, what stands out with his group that doesn't matter who's out there on the field that they're going to be able to do well?
Yeah, I think as much as anything is they're used to winning. Mm-hmm. They're used to having things go well, and then I've seen them when things don't go well, they still play hard to get back into the game. It's not like they just lay down and say that something's not fair. So they're used to the success, so I'm sure we're going to see their best shot with them expecting to do well.
I know you always tell me about your team, you know, let's take care of what we can control and execute the way we can. What are some of the things you'll need to do here as you get into this postseason to have that success?
Oh, I mean, just the normal generic. Limit turnovers, block to the whistle, defensively line up correctly, and know, just do your job. Don't try to do somebody else's job, We had that last week a little bit with some different guys in the game that the starter tried to do both guys' job, and that doesn't work out too well. So we just need to, you know, settle in and do our jobs.
Steve Tiernan, coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Hanover on Thursday night.
All right, thank you.
And you can listen to that game on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We'll have pregame coverage at 5:30 and kickoff at 6 o'clock Thursday night on Katy Country 94. Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op.
For the science and the service and solutions for your farm, the best way's Midway Co-op.
Soil testing and tissue sampling is very important. And it's one more thing we do very well at Midway Co-op. The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Say the word and one of our agronomy team will come out and test that pH content, the organic matter and soil moisture in every zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling is powerful data. Don't put it off. Partner up with your local Midway Co-op.
We continue our Wednesday evening locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass.
Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday evenings at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com are brought to you each week by Landmark Implements.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Darren Sass with us, the coach of the Smith Center football team. Well, Coach, you had a matchup of unbeatens last Friday night, your district championship class 1A District 3. You knew it would be a challenge, and you fell to Inman 38-15. It was 16-8 through three quarters, and then they outscored you 22-7 in the fourth. What were maybe some of the differences in how the thing went there in the fourth quarter where they were able to pull away?
Oh, you know, their team was with a lot of speed, and so they can make big plays and score fast. And, you know, we're fortunate to hold them to 16 there through three. You know, we had some things probably go our way. But we we gave them a battle there, and they were able to pull away there in fourth.
How much improvement have you seen from them this year compared to what they were last year?
Oh, they're real similar to what they were last year. You know, a lot of those guys a year older and a year better. But they were exactly what we thought, and wasn't really surprised. You know, just hoped that we could have made a few more plays.
You did have 242 yards on the ground there, mixed up the running game, but they held everybody below 100. You didn't have a triple-digit rusher. But when you play a team like that that has that team speed, and I'm sure it's offense and defense, what is that? How does that help your offense and maybe trying to recognize some things you might need to improve on?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we saw a lot of the same things that we just need to fix. I was happy our line did a good job at times of getting people blocked, and our backs ran hard, and you know, for what at times we're able to do what we wanted as far as, you know, getting 3-4 yards at a snap, and they, credit to them, they stopped us enough that we weren't able to turn those into drive scores early on.
We're talking with Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. We come back, we'll talk about the postseason coming up for Smith Center. Game for this week has already been canceled. We'll talk about that after the break on KD Country 94.
Lay the groundwork for more harvesting capacity when you order new John Deere combines and headers during Landmark Implements Early Order Program. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine, corn head, or flex draper, or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time to upgrade. Get the very latest harvesting equipment and technology that fit your operations needs. Get your new John Deere harvest equipment built just the way you want. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. We're still with Darren Sass, the coach of the Smith Center football team. Coach, you were supposed to play Wichita Independent in the first round of the playoffs coming up on Friday night, but they've canceled that and forfeited due to low numbers and not having enough to play. I do recall back a couple weeks ago they were playing Sublette and actually forfeited game mid-game because of some injuries. So what was the explanation, I guess, from Wichita Independent overall, and what do you do moving forward, I guess, with practices this week without an opponent?
Yeah, you know, we knew that it was a possibility because of, like you said, earlier this year they had forfeited a couple, and it's a tough situation for them. You know, they with low numbers, and I always feel bad for the kids because they've got guys that want to play and that have been working hard, and you know, that's kind of the way I feel for our guys. You know, I would have rather had a game this week, especially after a loss. You know, try to get that out of our system. But we'll just have to take advantage of the opportunity, practice, and try to continue to improve.
When you move on, do you try to scout a game Friday night, or you just watch film, or what do you do as far as that's concerned without a game?
Yeah, we're looking into that. It looks like it would be either Ellenwood or Remington, and we've seen Ellenwood this year. So we're looking into that for sure.
Do you know what Remington has as far as what they might bring to the table?
The little bit of film I've seen against other opponents from down there, part of it is wishbone, what they do. So, mm-hmm. That's something that's familiar to us.
Yeah. All right, Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Congratulations on making it to the playoffs here, Coach. Best of luck as you move forward, and we'll chat with you again next week when you have an opponent.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an EasyTrac lawnmower, or Gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at landmarkhemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on KD Country 94 with Thunder Ridge Longhorns head coach Joel Strukoff. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week every Friday evening. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC.
And welcome back to the locker room chats here on KD Country 94. Joel Strukoff with us, coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, unfortunately, you didn't have a game to finish off the regular portion of your schedule. You're supposed to play Southern Cloud, but they didn't have enough healthy players to go. So you had the week off. What were some of the things that you accomplished during that week, and what do you want to see moving forward with that?
You know, I think with the week off, we got a lot of things accomplished. Just tying up some loose ends that we had, getting back on track, and just getting ready and focused for playoff football. I think it was not a good thing that we had a week off, but it just helped us in the aspect of, you know, finishing up some things that we wanted to get done, fine-tuning some things, and just all those little small details that I talk about basically every week. Hopefully we got most of those in line before playoff time, put in a few more plays, you know, just getting ready.
With this group and the experience that they have, do you worry at all about having a week off and breaking the continuity at all?
You know, you always worry about that when you have a week off. It just messes up the whole structure of things and isn't exactly what you want, but sometimes it's good. I mean, just a nice mental break from, you know, 1 week off before start up the playoffs. And I think this group of kids is just really focused and determined, so hopefully it doesn't affect them any, and I don't think it will. So I think it was good for us.
We're talking with Joel Strukoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. We'll take a time out and spend a little time on Onega, the first-round opponent for Thunder Ridge coming up Thursday night in the playoffs here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic, CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Welcome back here on our locker room chats. As Joel Strukoff still with us, coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, getting set now for the postseason. It's been a great season for you. Most of the outlets in the state have you ranked number 2 heading into the playoffs, an 8-0 year. And you get ready now for Onega in the first round of the playoffs. They're 4-4, but you know, obviously have played a tough district schedule, not unlike yourself really. But, as you look at the Buffaloes, what are some of the things that stand out about some of the games that you've seen them on film?
You know, the first thing that stands out about them is, you know, I was just reading the statistic on them against Axtell. I think they put up over 250 yards of total offense compared to Axtell's 360 or whatever it was. And I mean, they're just a big physical team that can really punish you if you allow them to. They're going to try to get that 3 to 4 yards of carry, and they've got the guys to do it. So if you just get into that type of ball game with them, they're going to control the pace of the game and just try to methodically work it down the field. That's not a battle we want to get in with them. Like I said, just a big physical football team, and they play in that league where every game's tough. So they're going to play you tough no matter what the score is, and they're just one of those teams that can really, I think, make some rumble in the playoffs because, you know, at halftime, basically, it should have been 14-22 at halftime against Axtell, and they just had some things go wrong through a pick there on the 3 or 4 yard line. And I think they're a good football team.
When you look at this team, I don't think you've probably seen anybody like them this year. Have you really even seen any team like this throughout your coaching career?
You know, I mean, the closest we've seen to it, you know, Washington County, I think Reese's senior year, so 2 years ago, matches up pretty close to what this team's like, a really big team. Frankfurt's kind of close to them as well in the aspects of what they're wanting to do. They're just wanting to get body on body and play big boy football with you. So, no, we haven't really seen a whole lot of that this year. You know, we've seen some speed, we've seen some passing, but we really just haven't seen a really heavy, I mean, I looked at some of their stats, and they had one game where they had two kids with 30 carries. I mean, that's just, I mean, really trying to run the football and pound the football. So, no, we haven't seen anything like them this year yet.
When you look at your group again, with the record of 8-0 heading into the playoffs, obviously there's some lofty expectations that come with that. So what do you need to do to have success in the postseason here?
You know, I just think we got to stay focused on what we've been doing and just fine-tuning everything week by week and just getting better every week still throughout the playoffs, because at this point in the year, everybody's good, okay? It just takes, you know, one little screw-up here or there, and it could cost you a whole game. So those are the things we're trying to stay away from. I mean, lofty expectations, like you said, and things can really turn quick. So if you get down 14 points, just staying in the game, staying focused. And just knowing that you can get the job done. I think that's what we really need to focus on is, no matter the circumstances, we just need to stay focused on what we do and how we do it and just hoping for the best outcome.
Joel Strukoff, coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, here in the Locker Room Chats. We thank you again for the time, Coach. Best of luck against Onega Thursday night.
Thank you, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, with locations in Phillipsburg, Kentington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to KD Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we will get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.